Collider says BritBox has TV everyone should be watching. Stream acclaimed series with powerful performances from Jodie Whittaker, Tamara Lawrence, Bella Ramsey, and Matthew McFadyen. Discover new BritBox original series you won't find anywhere else. Like Three Little Birds, Agatha Christie's Murder is Easy, and a new chapter of BAFTA-winning drama, Time. Stream what the New York Times calls the best of British telly, only on BritBox. Start a free trial at BritBox.com.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one goth, and happy Valentine's Day week.
That's right. Happy Galentine's Day.
Galentine's Day, Single Awareness Day, Valentine's Day, bullshit, whatever.
Whatever you like to refer to it, welcome to that day.
Yeah. Just a day, like an excuse to drink, you know?
An excuse to buy a gift for someone that you love, an excuse to say I love you to lots of people,
or an excuse to just like treat yourself to a nice massage, like do something nice for yourself this week.
Say I love you to you.
Look yourself in the mirror and give yourself, you know, some positive affirmations.
That's right, because life's hard and you're doing it one day at a time.
And if you can't love yourself, then who else can love you? That saying is.
If you love someone, let them go.
A different saying.
Just not yourself.
It's a whole different.
Don't let yourself go. All right. How's everybody doing?
I'm just dandy.
Yeah. How are you doing, Billy? I really like your shirt. It's like Fendi colors. Mm-hmm. You look like you're wearing a designer shirt, but I don't think it is.
It looks like it's made of polyester. Is it?
No, it is not made of polyester. It's made of mohair.
It's like a tan and a dark brown, mm-hmm, sort of a
houndstooth. It's almost like a houndstooth.
It's almost like a houndstooth, yeah. But it is made of mohair
with a nice collar.
Is that an animal or?
I believe that was. Remember in that episode of Seinfeld when Kramer's sneezing and then that whole thing.
Oh,
or the lawyer is.
They thought he was on cocaine. Oh, what a good one!
Yeah.
Oh, everyone's allergic to his sweater
when he drinks the beer all the way. Yeah, that was great.
Does that make you itchy, that shirt?
No. Oh. Life in general makes me itchy, but not this shirt.
God, same. Okay, how's everybody doing? Do we need any house cleaning? We good to go?
No,
I think we're great to go.
Good to roll along. All right, Billy, well, what day is it today?
Today is February 10th, and in 1981, 8 people were killed, 200 were injured when fire broke out at the Las Vegas Hilton Hotel Casino. Now, the fire spread to the exterior of the tower. It traveled up the building within 25 minutes. And, you know, of the victims that were treated for smoke inhalation was actually the singer Natalie Cole. Now, a lot more people could have been killed, but there was a hero, or so they thought. The hero's name was Philip Bruce Klein. And at first, he was hailed as a hero because he was warning guests and everything like that and saying, knocking on doors, saying, everybody, there's a fire, there's a fire. Turns out, though, that he had just smoked a joint laced with cocaine and PCP, and then decided to just light a curtain on fire. And
PCP will do that.
Yeah. He was convicted in 82.
Flammable fabrics like polyester. Polyester. Right, Billy?
Yes. If they were made of mohair, we wouldn't be in this situation.
You're really lucky that you were not in that hotel. You would have just gone up in flames.
So, you know, this is something that there was also another fire. Fires in hotels are always, you know, ridiculously frightening because the hotels are so tall.
There's so many synthetic materials everywhere.
Yes.
Oh my God. The couches that are in those hotel rooms.
Yeah. Carpets.
That are never get
carpet
cleaned.
Carpet they replace a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so gross. Not,
yeah. But this
and
one
the
was
Hilton.
A guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Where's
and
the Hilton?
The Las Vegas Hilton. It's kind of near the convention center.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's you not know, quite on the strip. Yeah.
Billy, there. I think that there are a lot of places that you could do your road trip of Las Vegas road trip. You know, for the your for segment
the, for the true crime. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
You could we do will a be whole... doing it.
We will be. I think there's multiple places. Absolutely. So the Las Vegas true crime road trip will happen at some point.
Absolutely.
Well, a sparkle just went into his eye. He loves that new segment.
Well, and you know,
because I can write them all off too. I can write off all my trips now.
On his fake road trip, you can write that
like
off.
In the metaverse when you're
listen,
like,
I went
your
to I went to Long
trip.
Island. What, this
like
was 20
on the
years
Sims?
Ago.
Doing Sims road trip.
Yeah, he's going on the metaverse and he'll write it off for his expenses.
Do you guys remember Farmville?
Yeah,
like I loved Farmville.
Wait, wasn't Farmville recent?
No, it was old.
Oh,
way old.
What are people playing now that's like Farmville?
People are playing Best Fiends. That's Fiends.
Hashtag not Nat.
Yeah, we haven't had a Best Fiends ad in a very long time. I'm kind of pissed because...
I think I did a Best Fiends ad.
We just had one.
I still play it. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm kind of mad because Best Fiends is actually one of the most... like things that people actually post about in the Facebook group that they use.
Yeah, I use Best Fiends. And listen, Wordle, if you want to give us an ad, we would love it.
Well, you heard that Wordle just got bought by the New York Times. Bought, purchased.
Sell out.
They said in the low seven figures, which means that guy made over $1 million.
Good for him. He made a game for his wife. And I love that game too, because it's like you can play once every 24 hours. That's it.
I know. It's nice. It's nice and it's gate kept.
Yes.
I didn't try it because it's too trendy, so I'm going to overlook that.
I don't even think that you would have like the focus to complete a Wordle.
I don't have the focus for a phone game other than Best Fiends. Download using our app.
It's like Friends without the R.
Best Fiends.
Best Fiends is the only game that holds my attention.
You can play it offline on the plane. Alexis just took a flight recently. She was playing Best Fiends the entire time.
Yeah, so anyways.
And writing Costanza stanzas. Yes.
That's right. But even a short Costanza stanza takes me forever because of my ADD. I just write down words that rhyme and then I have to think about it like five times over the next couple hours to like crack it.
The Costanza stanza is hard. Like, I kind of feel bad that you committed to doing that in the beginning of us doing Killing Time, because it is kind of a daunting task for you to have to do every time we record an episode.
But I do them. I think of them at random times.
They
and
just
so then I'll put like notes in my phone. And because if I find two things that rhyme that are really good, then it's easy.
A stroke of genius.
If only George was easier to rhyme. It's just like it's a curse.
You should do something about like a porridge. Because it's like, you know,
porridge and George
porridges. Mm.
That's right.
You know, it's like it's like a kind of rhyme.
I'll come up with something.
Yeah. Okay. Billy, do you want to talk about your true crime current event that we need to find a better name for?
This happened 2 weeks ago and I go back and forth with it. Now, something happened.
True crime, real time.
Yes. There you
We've
go.
Done
Very
that
good.
Before.
But I think in reference, I think this is what that should be called. Sorry, everyone. You guys are seeing the creative process unfold in real time. This is what it's like.
I'm actually almost positive Jared already made a bump for that, because we have done some true crime in real time for the True Crime Rewind section.
Right. Okay. All right.
Yes,
let's turn
genius
on.
New segment idea, Billy. Yes,
and if it exists, we're going to have a little song right now.
Boom, boom, boom. True crime rewind.
No, in real time.
In real time. All right. So let's bring it down a notch. In England, what would you do? This is one of those what would you do things. So
hosted by John Quinones.
What would you
26-year-old guy is driving down the street and he sees a guy stabbing a woman. He wants to stop it, so he drives his car into them and he kills them both. Oh, so he was trying to save her, but he apparently killed them both. And he's being charged now with murder.
Oh, yeah, you can't run your car into people. How did he think that was going to save her? It doesn't make any sense.
The woman was screaming for help. He was stabbing her in the neck. And this guy just decided to do that. Yeah. He was only stopped when the driver ran his car over him. He drove fast enough that the attacker went beneath the car and was pinned under the wheels.
He was
asking people to get him out, but we couldn't lift up the car. I think that's a
really sad story. You know, if that's sincere, it's then he exercised some really poor judgment, you know, like flashing the fucking brights at the attacker probably would have made him stop. Running into them seems like a, you know what happens when you hit people with cars.
Yeah.
Leaning on the horn, maybe even getting out.
Out of the car?
Yeah.
Any good option, calling the police
would be great.
You know, the one thing about London that is really interesting, it's like when I first went over there, there were two things that they were talking about as being big problems. And one of them were knife crimes and the other was acid crimes. So,
Is it because they have stricter gun laws?
They have really strict gun laws. So guys were walking around with Gatorade bottles with acid to them, and then they would use those as weapons. Jesus. And then knives, you can't carry a knife that is a locking knife. You can only carry a knife that is kind of like a Swiss Army knife that won't lock. It's still like a big deal, and it's almost like everything in London is sort of charming. You're looking at that going, wow, you know, these are their two big problems when it, you know, meanwhile you see what's going on in America. But yeah, I mean, the one interesting thing is in London, you always see, you know, the bar fights become like regular bar fights because a guy either has a knife or it's skin on skin as opposed to somebody pulling out a gun. So it's completely different here. So I don't know what to do. I mean, if I was in London, maybe keep a bat in your car. And then if you see somebody stabbing somebody, come out with the bat. I don't know.
Don't listen to Billy's advice. Call the police.
Well, call the police too. But if somebody is being stabbed in front of you, Billy,
some woman is going to be like, I'm going to keep a bat in my car and go, or some little old man is going to go insert themselves. You can't give people that advice. That's like when you told people not to wait to have kids and have them
Wait a minute. I'm sorry, but what little old men are listening to this podcast?
Well, we've got some cowboys, sexual cowboys.
The sexual cowboys are aging, and they'll become old at some point, and they'll be old fans soon.
And you know what happens when you get old? You shrivel up, and so they'll be little old cowboys.
With those same gravelly sexual voices.
That's right. Love that. Can't wait for him to call back.
That's right. Just call and say something sweet.
Yeah. Read I don't know.
Or send us a link to your ASMR YouTube channel.
Yes. Read like Harry Potter or something.
And wear like that fringy cowboy hat like Orville Peck.
Yeah.
And narrate from just behind a mysterious fringe.
I love that.
All right, we're thinking of Patreon content.
Or if Billy retires, you can replace him on this podcast. Yes.
And you'll never turn, because we'll always do it virtually because I don't know where you live, and we'll just never turn on your video. So we'll never know who you are. You're anonymous.
Yeah, you don't want to know what
he looks like.
He
needs a nickname.
Well, I think sexual cowboy.
And when we say he, there's like five of you.
Sexual cowboy's good. Yeah.
There's five of you.
They're all sexual cowboys. So yeah.
Okay. Right. Well, speaking of romance, we're going to get into some Valentine's Day stuff in a little bit. But before then, we have got some bitching to do.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
All right. Well, welcome to On the Stand. I don't really need to explain it anymore. I feel like I've explained it for the past 30 weeks. You get the gist. We're bringing something to the stand this week. And Lex, would you like to go first?
Sure. I will go first. This is something that I'm putting on the stand. It's Valentine's Day themed. And it's something that I think everyone in middle school probably had their version of this, and it's been portrayed in like movies before where you send people like secret Valentines and they get distributed in class. So someone
carnations.
Yeah. Or like, I think in my school, I think it was called a Candygram. Like, I think there was always some kitschy thing and it was to raise money. So you'd buy them and, so, you know, for some department, and that's what they were doing. But I remember seeing like kids not getting some and how sad that was, or like getting them as a joke or some shit like that. And I just think with kids that age, like, you can't set them up to be adversarial. You know what I mean? Like, I think everyone does something, like maybe a Secret Santa thing where everyone leaves with something. I don't know. It just seems, you know, divisive.
You also just add in like the anonymous part of it, and that's where it gets bad. I think it's, if your name is attached to something, it's a little bit better, but I think the anonymousness of it is kind of like fucked up.
And it spins kids that age out. You know, being left out, or like whose crush is like, who's stealing my boyfriend, all that shit.
Yeah.
Down with them. Down with the tradition.
Yes, I agree. Down with that tradition. It's not good. You know, a lot of painful memories from from grade school for me for Valentine's Day. So, yeah.
I think for everybody, like, unless you're like the most popular person in the entire school, like, you definitely have like an anxiety memory connected to that.
I'm sorry. Those ones are the most sad.
Well, now they are.
Most popular kids are also very sad. I know. It's just hard to be a teenager. Like, there's no one, I think, who really, really enjoys between 12 and 14.
No. Absolutely fucking not. Maybe worst years of my life.
11 to 15. I'm going to broaden that.
I would just broaden it probably like
until 11 adult to life.
34 so far.
All right. Guilty.
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 I'm going to go next because mine is actually related to that. When I was researching for this episode, I was Googling Valentine's Day dark facts or something like that, because we're trying to, like, you know, find some dark history to Valentine's Day or whatever. And I kept going to these websites that had, they're like BuzzFeed type lists, and it's
listicles.
Like, yeah. And one of the dark facts that kept popping up is X amount of women buy themselves flowers for Valentine's Day. Like, that's like the dark fact. So I'm putting on the stand buying yourself flowers, and I'm defending it because I don't think that there should be shame in getting yourself something nice or buying yourself flowers if you're single or if you're in a relationship. Like, who gives a fuck? That shouldn't be looked down upon. It should just be like, I deserve something nice.
I love having flowers in my apartment, and every time I go to Trader Joe's, I'll be like, I'm just going to get these to make my place look nice. I'm trying to be like Charlotte York vibes, and I know that's what she'd do in her in her apartment in Manhattan. Married or single, she always did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I will buy the occasional flower just to spruce up the house.
That I don't believe.
That
frankly
is true.
You don't spruce anything. We've been to your house.
I have. I don't think you.
When have you ever bought a flower?
I bought flowers. If they have, I love sunflowers. So if they have sunflowers, I'll
sunflowers too.
Yeah.
I like that, Billy.
Jax, I don't believe you, Billy. I don't believe you bought yourself ever a sunflower either.
I did buy myself fake black orchids for the
dining story room keeps changing.
That's time. The kind of person you are, fake flower guy.
Yeah.
You know, you have to dust those. Dust them
okay
off.
All right,
be a little dusty.
Okay. Yeah, they get all really right gross.
I will say this, I have more foliage than both of you guys. Okay.
Yeah, that's just because you have a house.
It came with the house. It came with the house.
Yes, I know, and I'm slowly killing off all of it, so just leave me alone.
Yeah.
I got three plants in my apartment. They're thriving.
All right, I'm gonna go. No, we need to do that's
not guilty. Buy yourself some flowers.
Not guilty. Buy yourself some flowers. Okay, mine is this. Vampires. Okay. This is where I'm going with this. Would you want to be a vampire? I know we're putting it on the stand because
they're not real.
Wait. Because we have propped up vampires as being such this romantic thing. This is what I was thinking about for Valentine's Day. Yes, of course we have. There was an entire freaking. Have you watched Twilight before?
No,
I don't think that's doesn't for me doesn't do it.
Okay.
Brad Pitt as a vampire does it.
Yeah, okay. Same.
All right. So, but in general, vampires have been seen as something that is very sort of a romantic, everlasting love, all of this.
I thought it was like the metaphoric aspects that resemble like sex, not the romance.
Was it like penetration romantic, or was he just biting somebody?
I don't know. That's the question. But you've got True Blood. I mean, yeah, they were all very sexy and sexualized shows and movies and things. But what it comes down to is the idea of the vampire.
What are you putting on the stand?
I'm putting on the stand that the idea is the vampire as being the most romantic fictional character.
I think Cupid is the most romantic fictional character.
I just don't feel like when I think of romance, I think of like safety and comfort and feeling good and warm. And the vampire reminds me kind of like of my ex-boyfriend and like horrible and painful and like
gaunt, gangly.
Hey, easy with gaunt and gangly, all right? Wait, this is not a personal. I don't know why this is
only after dark.
Attack.
Only goes out at night.
Pasty skin.
All right, easy. All day. Okay? This is not
sleeps all day.
No flowers in his home.
Sick. Gangly teeth. Gangly, wow. Sick men.
All right, you know what? Fine, guilty. Let's move on, okay? Because this was not supposed to turn into this, but yes.
A pile on?
I'm not really sure what you were putting on this, what you were expecting with this asinine on the stand suggestion. Jesus. You don't even follow the rules of your own segment.
Billy, your turn. He goes, okay, vampires.
No. We like interrupted a daydream that he was about yeah. something else.
Billy just started watching Twilight and yeah. he's like sexually charged.
He's like, I'm watching yes. the show True Blood.
Ever heard of it?
Sucky.
Yeah, I don't like vampires. Sucky. Guilty.
Yeah, guilty. I'll go with guilty.
Okay. All right. Well, when we come back, it's time for some romantic vampire filled true crime rewind.
Sure. There's no vampires, by the way.
No vampires.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals. If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't, and the real world makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For the real world, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on therealreal.com using code FIRST. That's therealreal.com using the code FIRST.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
True crime.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Welcome back, everyone. We are going on a true crime rewind Valentine's Day edition.
Yes.
Do you know where Valentine's Day started? What it's rooted in?
No. Do tell us, Billy.
A saint? Saint Valentine?
That'd be the Romans celebrated the feast of Lupercalia from February 13th to the 15th. And the men, as they do, they sacrificed a goat and a dog.
Romantic.
And then
I don't like the dog. I don't like the dog
or the
part.
Goat. Both are sad.
But goats, I feel like, were sacrificed on the reg back in the day, weren't they?
So that makes it less sad.
Yeah. Well, goats aren't man's best
goats
friend.
Goats are used to it.
but here's the thing.
Like a sacrificial lamb. Never mind.
They
also sad.
Sacrificed the goat and the dog, and then they whipped women with the hides of the animals that they had just sacrificed.
Now, I've heard different things. I've heard that, and I've also heard tapped lightly. But I'm going to assume, just for assuming's sake, it was probably stronger.
Mm-hmm. Back then, everything was so brutal. Like, you brutal. Think they gave a light tapping? Well, that doesn't do anything.
Sounds like it was written by a man.
Yeah.
I'm going
to go with they probably beat them.
Yeah.
This is before the internet, people. So they didn't really have that much going on. They were all drunk. They were all naked. And the young women actually, this is what the history books say, they wanted to be hit by them because they believed it would make them fertile.
Yeah, I'm sure it worked too. I'm sure you got a lot more eggs. And your hormone levels changed after the whipping.
So
as they do.
Yes.
So I've never seen anything, you know, when I walk through CVS and you walk through the Valentine's Day aisle, you never really see anything with a goat or a dog or the whipping or anything like that. There's never anything about that.
No. I think we've
come out with a line of Valentine's Day cards that are authentic to the history.
Well, you know what? There's always a possibility that could happen with our next round of merch. Where did the name Valentine's come from? Do you know this, Jack?
I mean, I do because I researched it, but let's ask Alexis.
No, I don't. Except
give it a guess. Where does it
come from? Valentine? Yeah. I'm going to go with something Italian, or maybe a saint for Italian saint.
Well, apparently there was a dude named Valentine who used to perform secret marriages, and they didn't like this.
Where was he from? Was he from Italy?
They would throw him in jail. Yes.
Was he?
Yes.
I was right. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Well, yes, it was Rome. So, yes.
I knew
it. So they threw him in jail. And they were going to kill him, you know, they were going to execute him.
But the reason why he was doing these secret marriages is because the Roman emperor at the time outlawed marriages because he thought that single men made better soldiers. So he didn't want these men, you know, pining for their wives back home or like writing love letters when they could just be fighting. So that like marriage was a no-no.
Yes. And while he was waiting to be killed for this, he apparently wrote a letter, which was considered possibly the very first Valentine to someone that he was crushing on. It might have been the jailer's daughter. And he allegedly signed this note, "From your Valentine." Boom. Mm. There it is.
I like that story.
I know. It's kind of romantic.
Kind of romantic.
Very romantic.
And then they executed him. Then they summarily executed him. Yeah. So, yeah.
It's sad.
It's romantic.
See, that's romantic, not vampires, you weirdo.
All right. So, what else has happened on St. Valentine's Day? When you're talking about crime, you're always going to go to the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, which happened on Valentine's Day, February 14th in 1929. Chicago's North Side. There was a lot of gang warfare going on. You had Al Capone, and Al Capone said, you know, I want to consolidate. I want all the bootlegging. I want all the gambling. I want all of the sex work. Those are the three things that those are the three biggest moneymakers that were that was going on with organized crime. So one of the things that they did was this happened in a garage in the city's north side. Seven men associated with Bugs Moran's gang were all lined up. They were lined up against a wall, and they were shot to death by several men that were dressed as policemen. Obviously, these weren't policemen. It was never officially linked to Capone. But what they think is that they had police. They dressed up as policemen. They brought them out. The guys were thinking like, oh, these guys just want a payoff because there was a ton of corruption back then. The policemen said, get up against this wall. And then they shot them all to death.
Yikes.
Yes. And that's considered probably the biggest crime that's ever happened on Valentine's Day. But in this day and age, there is perhaps a maybe more infamous crime, and that would be the Oscar Pistorius case.
Oh, that was on Valentine's Day?
Mm-hmm. I think it might have been on like late on the 13th, like mm-hmm. going into the 14th.
Got it.
I wonder, I'm going back to the Valentine's Day massacre. I wonder why they chose Valentine's Day, or if that was just it happened to be the day.
I think it just happened to be the day. It wasn't like they're going to name this Saint Valentine's Day, you know, and it's going to be a it's going to have a catchy name. Massacre. Yes.
Yeah. Going back to Oscar Pistorius, we did do a full episode on Oscar Pistorius a few months ago. Mm-hmm. Deep diving into that whole
sitch
and like the play by play of everything that went on, but that was one of the most recent fucked up stories. Yeah.
This one might even be even more fucked up. So there is the case of Mr. Results.
Yes.
Now, this is in Snellville, Georgia, Valentine's Day in 2010. There's a guy named Richard Shoke, and he was married to his wife named Stacy, and they were going to meet at a park so they could exchange cards and gifts. This was their third wedding anniversary as well. He loved his wife. He adopted her three children, became her fifth husband. But she never shows up to the park. So he's sitting there. He's got his gifts, never shows up to the park. Who shows up to the park? A guy named Reginald Coleman, who's a personal trainer, who went by the nickname of Mr. Results.
Mr. Results.
Mr. Results takes out a gun, kills Richard, and Stacy is now waiting for $500,000 of life insurance. She doesn't get the money, by the way.
No, she's in jail for the rest of her life.
Yes. And to add insult to injury, Stacy was not only cheating on Richard, but she even in his death accused him of molesting one of her sons. And then the child actually spoke out and said, no, that never happened at the trial and everything like that. And yes, she is in prison. So that might very well be one of the worst Valentine's Day stories that you've ever heard.
Mr. Results, man. What a name.
Was he a personal trainer?
Yeah. And a hitman, obviously. But
wow.
Personal trainer, Mr. Results. That's somebody that...
It's a great name.
You would hope would give you some results.
Yeah. He delivers. He Mr. Results.
Deliver, he sure does.
But yeah. So screw him.
That's yeah.
Fuck him.
All right. So that was a really bad thing. We want to hear now from you people. Get ready for some firsty worsty.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You are a horrible person.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Welcome as Billy said, you people.
You people.
We're so excited for your cringy stories. We're going to make you feel good about them, even if you feel bad about yourself. So stand by for the first one.
Hi, I'm calling to give my story of the worst thing I've ever done. It's been probably 20 years since this happened. I was with some friends, and we were celebrating a birthday the next day. So my best friend and I went back to my house, and I baked a cake, and it was this giant chocolate. It was a Black Forest cake, so it was a chocolate cake, and we made a sheet cake. And then my friend and I were so excited about this cake, we kind of cut a little bit off of it to eat some of it. And then, of course, you can't just take a little bit of cake, so we took a whole bunch of it. And I ended up cutting the sheet cake, so it's like 9 by 13 cake, into like a square cake to make it look just cleaned up. And then we put the cherries on it and the whipped cream, and then we put it on a plate. And at the time, I didn't have a cake carrier or anything. I was probably like 20 years old. And my friend and I were giggling because we had eaten like half the cake the night before. So we thought we were just, you know, so clever and sneaky. And while we were in the car driving to meet our friends at the restaurant, I came to a stoplight and my friend had the cake in her lap and it fell over into the floorboard of the car. And she and I looked at each other and we're like, oh my goodness, what do we do? And we knew we were going to meet our friends, and they knew we had this. They knew we had this cake for them. So what do? We picked it up and put it back on the cake plate and arranged it so it looked fine. And then we took it into the restaurant and we sat and watched as all of our friends ate the cake that not only we had eaten half of, but we had dropped on the floorboard of the car. So anyways, I love your show. Thank you so much. We laughed about this for ages afterwards. So I thank you for all you do. Take care. Bye.
Well, I have to say that's the most wholesome bad thing anyone's ever done.
I mean,
and I think you need to forgive yourself.
No, yeah, you can. You are forgiven.
If that's the worst thing you did, you're a saint.
I know.
You made your friend a cake. They should be thanking you.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I've never made anybody a cake before.
Honestly, people eat such gross shit all the time and they don't even realize it, or they know. So what you did,
half the shit you order at a restaurant has been dropped on the ground that you're eating.
Yes.
So you're really just a 50%. Cake angel.
Angel.
Hey, so I was trying to brainstorm what would be or what has been the worst thing I've ever done. And I feel like it's two different things that are very different from each other. So one of them is I was nannying in Berkeley, California, maybe like 10 years ago. And I was nannying a 2-year-old and I was on the phone, you know, holding the stroller in my hand. And I spaced out on the phone and let go of the stroller, and it rolled into the street and almost got hit by a car. And a complete stranger came up to me and was like, I can't believe you just did that. And that's pretty bad because I almost, you know, committed manslaughter of a 2-year-old. And then the other thing is not necessarily something bad that I did, but something that I probably shouldn't have done just for my mental health. I had broken up with a boyfriend, and this was maybe like 3 weeks later. And at the time, my, this girl who was doing my hair was his roommate. And so she was doing my hair and I was, you know, at the apartment, and I had this weird feeling in the back of my mind of like, what if there's a used condom in his room? What if he's already slept with someone and gotten over me? And so I snuck into his room and there was a used condom in the trash can in his room. And I was just devastated. And I told the friend doing my hair and she's like, you need to stop coming here to get your hair done. Anyway, those are my two stories. Love the podcast. I love listening to the On the Stand because every time I agree with something, I literally say out loud like, yes, absolutely. Anyways, keep up the good work and congrats on the engagement, Jack. Have a good rest of your day. Bye.
Lucky us. So that was a twofer. So
a twofer.
Let's start with your first one. Okay. Thank goodness the infant wasn't harmed.
Oh my God. Yes.
Jeez.
You know, that's a like shitty, it's a mistake, but like those mistakes actually do happen. Those accidents actually happen. Like when you look at the case of that grandfather holding his grandchild on that cruise ship and the baby slips out of his arms and the baby dies. Have you guys heard about that story?
No.
Jesus, no.
It was like God. Probably 2 years ago, like in the beginning of the pandemic, but like the whole family, it's awful. It's the worst thing ever. Like, because apparently the glass, it looked like it was glass, but it was really a hole. Like it wasn't something or something like that, but it was a mistake, an honest mistake, like an accident where you look at something, a stroller rolls. I mean, it would have been horrible, but accidents happen. That's why we always have to be really careful.
That guy was sentenced to 3 years probation.
The grandpa? Yeah, because geez. It was such a true accident. There was no malice. Oh, he wasn't drunk.
Horrible.
And I think there's a lawsuit, the family against the cruise line, because there was something maybe not improperly posted signage or something. Like, or maybe that lawsuit was struck down. There was an attempt. I don't, don't quote me on that. But like these accidents do happen. That being said, it's good you feel bad about that because you'll never make that mistake with the baby.
My God.
And, with the looking in the ex-boyfriend's trash, like when we're that age, I think you said you were in college maybe, like we don't do things to protect ourselves from pain. Because like now I won't even look at an ex's Instagram. You couldn't pay me. Like even when we fresh broke up, I will have the will. Because why would I want to see something that's going to make me feel anything but bliss?
We're all like masochistic when we're young. And you get a little bit of like a burst of something when you find something like that.
Well, you're addicted to information seeking because you're trying to like play chess to get in that person's head. And like when you get older, you just don't care. If someone hurts your feelings, like you're like, fuck off.
However, I mean, I do think that like you have some sort of a psychic ability. If you're like, I wonder if there's a used condom in his trash and then there just happened to be. That's a very specific thing to be looking for. You could have been looking for a hair tie, a pair of underwear, like, but you're looking for
she went straight
something
there.
Specific.
And unless you had a hunch, like maybe on Facebook the night before you saw him in a photo with some like chick around like dangling off of him. So maybe you had a hunch. I would do things like this
up,
too.
He was opening up the wrapper of the condom in the picture.
Maybe he was like,
he had like the condom in his hand, like in the back of a photo.
About to have sex. And she's like, wait a minute. I go check and see if
I bet I know
there.
Where this is right
totally,
now.
Totally. Yeah. Or you like watched him buy condoms at Walgreens. And then followed him back to his
or you both share your Walgreens discount the phone number and you get all of his receipts.
At least he was using a condom. It's better than I can say from a lot of people.
Well, you know what, screw him. Anyone who doesn't want to be with you shouldn't be here.
He's a loser.
That's right. And he probably didn't even graduate, so there.
Loser.
That was good. Well, you shouldn't feel bad about the condom one. It only hurt you.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Alexis,
I think it's time.
You were going to get out without the Costanza stanza, and here
is
you
this
are.
Is this a love edition?
Is this a Valentine's edition that you tried to read last week?
Yeah, I did. I got the days wrong. Will you be my Valentine? Won't you be forever mine? My name is George. My heart's engorged and I'm ready and willing to be adored. Love me hard. Love me fast. Give me all your cold, hard cash. I'll give you nothing in return except my loins because they burn.
Oh,
don't fall for me. I'll break your heart. But you've always known that from the start.
Wow. You know, I think we need to ban you from using engorged.
It's the only thing. That rhymes. And I wanted to use adored, but I wanted it to go off of engorged.
Yes.
Engorged heart. I've never used it in that way.
Okay. Yeah. You just can't use it again for how much he eats.
No.
How many times? I can't use it for multiple. The rest of the year.
I think the rest of the year.
You've used your engorged.
My last. That's my last engorged.
That's your last. Yes. And it's only February 14th.
It's okay. I haven't used forged yet enough, so I'm on it.
Or foraged.
Foraged. That's right.
Porridge. I'm going to do something with a little Red Riding Hood. I'm going to make it do a little metaphor.
Porridge rhymes with forage.
Wow. He's going to be a beekeeper next week.
If anyone is still listening to this, I want
I'm sorry.
What you're drinking.
Oh, it's good. All right, bye.